From NPR News, it's Day to Day. As we heard earlier in the show, the latest report on jobs is a big surprise. The first monthly job loss in 4 years. Economists had been predicting 100,000 new jobs. Ouch. Steve Tripoli from Marketplace picked his jaw up off the floor and called some of those brainy economists to ask them what happened. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Robert.
So I guess it's fair to say that they were dead wrong about those job predictions.
It's so much fun to poke fun at economists, Robert. But, you know, where they went wrong, at least according to two of the three economists I spoke with this morning, was in underestimating the impact of the credit crunch and the subprime mortgage mess on the wider economy.
Well, if they did that before, is it possible they're still underestimating it?
Well, as of this jobs report this morning, they're not doing it so much. Ken Mayland at Clearview Economics in Ohio told me many economists are likely increasing their projected risk of a recession as of today. But then Mayland injected a note of optimism, or at least non-panic, into our chat.
I'm not quite ready to throw the towel in on the economy yet. We've had alternative reports on the economy even this week that are doing a little bit better. But clearly, you have to say, when you look at the whole enchilada here, that the risks of recession are increasing.
Where are the economists saying those extra risks are going to take us?
Well, first of all, they worry that employers are going to cut back on hiring. And of course, they were just hit over the head with lower than expected hiring numbers this morning. So that's no big leap for them. But where else? Even folks who don't see a recession coming are saying today's numbers make a Federal Reserve interest rate cut far more likely this month. And that, of course, should help stimulate confidence and with it the economy.
Sure. But a rate cut means the Fed would basically be admitting that the economy is weak.
Exactly right. I made that very point to the economists I talked with, and two of them replied, yeah, that's true, but that a rate cut is also a constructive step toward reversing that weakness.
Okay, but the weakness can sort of feed on itself and perceptions and all this sort of stuff, and I guess economies go into recession when this kind of thing happens.
Well, in every cycle is different how it happens, but it could go something like this. You know, the credit crunch makes money less available, and declining home prices make consumers less willing to spend. Employers notice the weak consumer and cut back on hiring, and that, in turn, affects spending power and confidence even more. So we shouldn't forget that all of this is taking place with an overlay of already high credit card debt for consumers, so the pressure on them is definitely out there already.
Okay, enough doom and gloom. How do we keep this slide into recession from happening?
Well, you heard Ken Mayland say a moment ago that other reports on the economy this week were okay. He was referring to manufacturing and retail spending reports specifically. And we learned this week that worker productivity is rising, which could limit job losses. So economists keep telling us that the credit and housing crunches only affect a small part of the bigger economy. Can they have a ripple effect? For sure, they have already. Will they have a bigger effect? Well, some good fundamentals and that one thing that economists can never predict, which is human psychology, make that answer a little bit less certain, but it should be an interesting fall and winter.
Thank you, Steve. Steve Tripoli of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.